Look at our wee city. Ask anyone who grew up here, and we'll tell you, it's the centre of the universe. In the 1970s, the whole world watched the riots in Derry. It must have looked like one of the worst places on earth. But even when things were bad, we knew Derry was magic, and that one day we'd find a way to prove it. Who'd have thought the thing that gave us the chance to change the way people saw us was football? Four men brought our team back from the dead. They did it in the face of danger, taking on the establishment, proving that every now and again, football can change the world. Felix Healy, international footballer and a Derry City legend.
Come on, pups. Come on, pups. Come on. What you doing to it?
Everybody knows Felix around here.
Hey, who's that, pups? Hey, who's that?
He scored a belter in the 89 Cup final in Dublin to make us the best team in the whole of Ireland. Nobody knows more about what Derry's been through than this man. Eamon's lived in the heart of the city for nearly 80 years. If you were Catholic, it was harder to get a decent house because the system was rigged. One of the poorest areas was the Brandywell, home to Derry City Football Club. It's where Felix grew up. In the winter of 1972, a huge civil rights march set off from the edge of the city. It started off as a peaceful protest, but it didn't end that way. 13 young men were shot dead by the army that day, and another died later from his wounds. After Bloody Sunday, the IRA became a more dangerous force, led in Derry by Martin McGuinness. Soldiers were always on the streets, and rioting became something the kids did on the way home from school. While all this was going on, Derry City kept playing. Until one day, while a match was going on, our football team got swallowed up too. In 1984, after 12 more years of trouble, Derry needed a saviour. Tony was an international footballer and one of the ex-players who became known as the Gang of Four. That's Tony on the left alongside the rest of the gang. They made it their mission to get professional football back. There was Eddie, who used to play in goal for Derry City. Eamon, who had a good stint at Sunderland. And Terry, who scored a few times for Northern Ireland alongside George Best. But getting senior football back was no easy task. While the troubles were going on, the league decided the Brandywell was a no-go zone.